And in a year when we all have good reason to cry for Argentina, the country's in a disastrous economic crisis, there was a flicker of joy and national pride last night for the South Americans. At the Basketball World Championships in Indiana, the Argentine national basketball team won its game 87-80 over the United States. And joining us from Indianapolis to put this earth-shaking event in proportion is Alexander Wolf of Sports Illustrated, who is the author of Big Game, Small World, which is about basketball as it's played all around the world. Alex Wolf, welcome once again.
Thank you, Robert.
First of all, for Argentina, how big a win was this?
Well, this is epochal. It was Brazil, actually, in 1987 that beat the U.S. in the Pan American Games final in this same city. But this is on a completely different scale of magnitude because the team that Argentina beat last night was made up almost entirely of NBA players. NBA players, of course, have been 58-0 until last night since 1992 and the establishment of the NBA Dream Team.
So a huge event for Argentine basketball.
A huge event for international basketball.
And by way of contrast, its importance to the United States, this was the rare basketball game in which even a tight TV shot of the court, which would exclude all the seats except those really at courtside, still couldn't make it look like there was anybody actually there watching this basketball game.
Yeah, the yawn that's greeted this event has been, frankly, a little baffling to me. I mean, the reason they chose Indianapolis is this is the center of a state that loves basketball or claims to love basketball. And all the people who've been claiming, well, it's just not good enough for me to deign to come out and watch, were sent a signal last night that maybe the U.S. team wasn't good enough.
Who are the best of the Argentine players?
Well, the fact is that they all play professionally in Europe, which is one of the reasons they're so good. Perhaps the one that Americans will get to know the best shortly is Manu Ginobili, a marvelous guard. He's kind of scrawny in physique, but he's played professionally in Europe for a while, and the San Antonio Spurs stole him a couple of years ago in the second round with a late pick, and he will probably suit up this season for the Spurs. He's got a great nose for the basket, terrific passer as well as scorer, and every time the shot clock ticked down last night, the Argentines had something to do. They could get the ball in his hands, and something good came of it.
I saw that the Argentine team sunk about 50% of their shots from the field, and the Americans sunk fewer than 40%. Is this loss just a fluke, or is there something telling about those numbers and something wrong with American basketball?
Well, if you saw the game unfold last night, and sadly, very few people did, Argentina was scoring again and again on these very basic junior high school plays, the pick and roll. They would reverse the ball smartly, and the American defenders wouldn't get over. It was very, very simple basketball, just played better. A Chinese journalist made an interesting comment to me afterward. He said, this Argentine team is the perfect blend of European experience and American speed, which the more I think about it, the more I think kind of gets this right, that it's the European professional leagues, I think, where you really get the wisest heads. And, of course, it's the Americas north and south where you get the jitterbugging and the movement. And Argentina had a really good blend of that last night.
Just to bring us back down to reality, this wasn't the final game in the World Championships. The United States is not out of it by any means.
No, this was the final game in pool play. We'll have the quarterfinals beginning tonight. The U.S., though, by losing, draws Yugoslavia in the quarterfinals. And the Yugoslavs are the team that many people, myself included, thought would be the team most likely to beat the U.S. at these championships. So in order to win the gold, the U.S. will have to beat Yugoslavia, then perhaps Puerto Rico, and perhaps again in a gold medal game, either Argentina or Spain.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Alexander Wolf of Sports Illustrated talking to us from Indianapolis about the World Basketball Championships, where last night Argentina beat the United States 87-80.